Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I used to teach in the public schools years ago. I taught sixth grade, and I had an agreement with the administration every year that since I was the only male teacher in the school, I would take all the fatherless boys when they got to sixth grade. And the administration was glad to do it, and parents were glad to do it, and I was reluctantly glad to do it because I knew there would be trouble that would come with that. So one year, I had a student who was pathologically antisocial. I'll call him Wayne, and he was trouble. He said before he even set foot inside the building on the first day of school, as the children were outside waiting to get in, "I hate school, didn't want to be here." He was violent. He would destroy things. He carved the furniture. If you sat ahead of him, he might write on you. He might write on your clothes. He might cut your clothes. He might cut your hair. So we had to keep him kind of seated off, separate, close to the teacher's desk. He would take cube-shaped erasers and push pins, stick pins through them in many directions, and then he would toss it to you and say, "Here, catch." And if you catch it, you'd bleed. And if you didn't catch it, you might bleed. He jammed one weekend, jammed toothpicks into all the school's exterior keyholes, and then put chewing gum in around the toothpicks so nobody could get in. On Monday morning, people had to break the windows to get in and open the doors and all that stuff. So I have Wayne, and he hates school, and he's in my classroom. And one day I'd given an assignment, and I was circulating through the classroom, helping individual students who may have a question or a problem or something, but always keeping one eye on Wayne because he was trouble. And as I turned to observe him, I noticed that though he was not doing the assignment, he wasn't killing anybody, and I thought, "I'll take it." So I made my way around behind him, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and his head jerked around like, "What did I do now?" Which was usually he had done something. But I just patted him on the shoulder and said, "Wayne, I can tell you're deep in thought," because he was just staring out the window, just daydreaming. And I said, "You're deep in thought. I like that about a guy. I like a guy who's a thinker."
Good for you.
And the look on his face was like, "So that's what a compliment feels like." Because he was not a good student. Teachers didn't like him. He was not a good athlete. None of the coaches wanted him. He wasn't a good musician. So the school music teacher didn't want him in any of the ensembles and so on and so forth. And his home life was messy. And so here he was getting a compliment, and he liked it. So that as I left him, that's all I did. I didn't say, "Now get going on your homework, buddy." Just told him he was a thinker, and then I moved on. But I kept one eye on him. And as I would move through the classroom helping other students, and I would slowly turn to look at him, and he was looking at me, he would suddenly snap his head, look out the window, put his chin in his hand, as though, "I'm thinking, I'm thinking, notice that I'm thinking." And so what's happening there? He's so appreciative of the affirmation. And I believe everybody's thirsty for affirmation. Everybody wants to be appreciated, even if you're not doing a completely successful job. I mean, the person who tries to bake a great dish for supper and it doesn't quite turn out, they at least want to be appreciated for the effort, for the try. And it was so powerful that it was influencing him. He hates school. He hates teachers. But here's a teacher who will praise me for the littlest thing. And I'm being influenced by this teacher. So that at Christmas, he brought me a handmade Christmas card. Now, he doesn't make Christmas cards. He doesn't give Christmas cards. He doesn't like people. And he gave me this Christmas card and stood there while I opened it and read it, handmade. And I thanked him for the card. And he said with a kind of a grin on his face, he says, "Now, I still hate school." So
just to be clear, that's right. But I don't like school.
So if I had to focus, I mean, what am I going to affirm in this young man? He's not good at anything. We think we conclude before the search. But if I look, I can find something that I can affirm in everyone, because everybody, saint and sinner, believer and unbeliever, everybody is made in the image of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.